This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The fugitive leaker Edward Snowden's former employer has just announced a profits report that beat expectations. Booz Allen makes most of its money contracting with the government to manage technology and security and the like. But the landscape for companies like Booz Allen may be shifting, as Kate Davidson reports.
It's no secret money's tight in Washington. American University professor Gordon Adams says that between sequestration and budget battles...
Well, I think every company, either in the defense business or in the intelligence business, is looking at probably a long-term downward trend.
As for any backlash from the Snowden leaks, well, Todd Harrison is another, less infamous former Booz Allen employee. He now works at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says, yes, some in Congress are skeptical about outsourcing surveillance, asking questions like...
Why did someone like Edward Snowden have the clearance he had, and why was he doing this work in the first place as a contractor?
But he says that skepticism won't have an immediate effect on contractors like Booz Allen. Still, the company acknowledges it makes 99% of its money from the government. In SEC documents, it wrote, "If our relationships with U.S. government agencies are harmed, our future revenue and operating profits would decline." I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.